For $10,302, Stephen D. Laura, north of Road 625, 2,185 feet west of U.S. Route 113, a variance from minimum acreage requirement to retain a manufactured home on a parcel.
Name and address.
My name is Stephen D. Laura, 17373, Road, Lincoln, Delaware.
And is testimony about to give the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I guess I'm seeking a variance to my existing property on Road 625, Glen Daniel Road. Currently, the property, well, it's a either 8.78 or 8.79 acre property that I have an existing mobile home on. And I had Adams and Kemp survey it off and to subdivide the property and cut off the mobile home into a three-quarter acre lot approximately. Purpose of this is so that I could place a second mobile home on the back of the existing property. I've expanded my family from three to nine, and I need a little bit more space to live with the kids there, so I'd like to place a second home on the property and retain the first one as a rental unit to offset the mortgage for the new home. I'm not quite sure how the Adams and Kemp had the survey, and the way the variance reads is just to seek the variance from the minimum acreage. I know that doesn't address placing a second mobile home on there, but I'm not quite sure how he had it written up there. So.
No, it hasn't.
That would be a second. That would be a question in my mind. Would I have to have a second hearing to place a second mobile home on this later on if this was approved?
What's the frontage of the subdivision? Is that 88.98 feet?
I didn't get a copy of the survey from Mr. Kemp, so you guys have a copy of it. I hope it's accurate there.
The width of the lot?
Yes.
88 feet?
I think that's how he has it cut off, yes.
Okay. Well, that correct me if I'm wrong, but that requires 150-foot road frontage.
That's correct. Mm-hmm. You're not showing it on here.
So that would mean, okay, and the remainder would be 257. So you have enough room to do it. You just have to have 150 feet of road frontage.
It wasn't advertised as such.
Existing entrance is shared with the adjacent property?
Yeah, there is a parcel of land, which is a lowland wooded area that the owners, it's changed owners recently, but it's always been a group of hunters that own that. And, I've met the neighbors, the new owners there, and seem to get along with them. I've discussed this with them. They don't seem to have any objections.
You said something about putting another mobile home on the remaining acreage.
That would be set to the back of the property.
It has to be a double wide.
Yes, okay, I'm aware of that.
Not a single wide.
I have nine people at home. I don't think I'm going to get them in a single wide zone.
The kennels, you only have, how many dogs you have in there?
There's two dogs.
Okay.
Would this be for some of your family, or?
Yes, it's.
The existing would be a rental, you say?
Yes, that's my plans.
In your other portion there, do you, the stable, what do you have in there?
The other building there?
Stable, it's called a stable.
Is that off to the right of the room?
Mm-hmm.
Right. Yeah, that's I think it's like a 12 by 14 stable.
Right.
Single horse.
Just one horse? Okay.
Who was it you said did the survey?
Adams and Kemp.
It's not what.
From the what?
Adams and Kemp, right.
Yes.
Need to sit down with Mr. Kemp and go through this, maybe come over and meet with somebody at the zoning office, because there's a bunch of...
Yeah, I think there's other issues here that you didn't address.
I mean, the first one, the most obvious, and frankly, one that Adams Kemp would typically have picked up, is you've got to have 150 feet of road frontage for a separate lot in Sussex County. I'm surprised he didn't catch that one. But you've also got problems with some of the structures and the stable itself. If you're going to keep horses in there, has greater setbacks than what you're allowing on your plot.
Right. The reason I ask you that.
Yeah. And then the pond, I don't know about the pond. That's a minimum.
Another issue.
Yeah.
Minimum acreage.
Minimum 5 acres without a special use exception. But that's going to be...
Well, you said the original parcel was 8-something?
It's 8.78 or 8.7.
That may still be okay.
You have a fence encroachment. You have your stable or your fence around the stable that encroaches on the adjacent property. You aware of that?
On the current property?
Mm-hmm. Well, it encroaches onto the neighbor's property.
On the neighbors.
You say you haven't seen this survey?
I haven't. I didn't see his final drawing. No, he didn't. He didn't provide it.
You can have this one if you like. Transfer some notes.
He didn't sit down and talk to you about this?
No, actually, he did not express any concerns with it when I did talk to him. He didn't raise any issues that he thought I should look into before I came down here.
The adjacent property where that fence is encroaching is owned by Robert Fitzgerald, who is... I guess technically my former father-in-law is married to his late daughter, and he does not have any objections to me placing or subdividing this property and placing a second home on there if I get that far on this, and he's aware of where the fence is. He's renting that farm out currently. That's probably neither here nor there.
I would say before we, before we could even consider this, the other violations would have to be considered.
Okay, the violations being the fence.
Well, not necessarily the fence. I mean, that's you know, that's between you and your neighbor. Okay. No pun intended there. But the 150 foot of road frontage, and also the stable and possibly other structures on the properties.
Okay, so
they have difference.
The 88.98. Foot of road frontage needs to be 150 feet.
50 feet. Eight. And it's certainly obtainable in that you could have 1 foot, okay, of property down 150 feet without having to move the whole property line. You could just have 1 foot back and down because you have enough road frontage for 2 parcels.
Yeah, I don't understand why he did that either.
but also the stable. Once you put that property line there,
that stable is actually movable. I did.
Yeah. It would have to be moved. Yeah, it would have to meet the setback requirements, and at the same time, he may want to, or you may want to inquire about the other structures on the property just to make sure everything's in conformity.
Okay.
Okay.
Not a problem.
So, I would make a motion.
You haven't heard. From the public hearing yet.
Excuse me. Are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Bergman?
No.
Mr. Essex? And Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions? Are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Chair, hearing none, I'll entertain a motion.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion that we table case number 10,302, allowing the applicant to reapply for the other concerns.
Reapply?
To reappoint?
To apply for the other concern.
To apply for the other, okay.
Then have them heard at the same time.
Right.
This comes back.
Now you want to table this to our next regular meeting, or?
Whenever, yeah, he would need to get with his surveyor and then get with the county. It'd have to be advertised and so forth.
Okay, do I have a second to that motion?
Second.
Okay, I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we table case number 10,302 to allow the applicant to apply for the other needed variances.
One other thing I would suggest is when you come back for the additional application that you review the standards for granting a variance and address those as best you can.
Okay, thank you for your time.
Okay, all those in favor of the motion, give the usual voting sign.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried.
Okay, sir. Okay, thank you for your time.
Yes, sir. You too.